And another delicacy that many people don't care for are the saw palmetto berries. They are black like ripe olives when ripe in the fall of the year. We were told that we had to eat not less than 24 at one time in order to acquire a taste, which is true. Otherwise, they taste like laundry soap, the old-fashioned octagon soap. And you never then acquire a taste, but I acquired this taste 60 or more years ago, and to me, they are nectar, as pure as honey from orange blossom bloom, and most delicious. This year, we don't have any here on the beach. Why? I don't know. We had a full acorn crop, but this is a sign of a mild winter when we don't have many palmetto berries, but we did have the acorns. The wild range hogs love them, coons, raccoons love them, and other animals. In my case, my wife acquired two puppies, Labrador Doberman mix, and they would eat the lower berries and I would eat the upper berries, and we all had a feast.
In your office, behind your garage, you have a few things that you were showing me before, certain things used in fishing.
Cast nets.
Yeah, describe those.
I showed you a small size, what we call a Spanish mullet net. The mesh of the net is large, letting out all little fish. And the bag or holding bag of the net is on the very bottom of the net. It is an extension from the lead line or the sinker line with tucks to hold it from the net, and after the net is cast roundly, any fish in it given short time will work down to get out of the net, and they find themselves trapped in this bag. And in tucking your net, you pull it slowly in little short jerk-type jerks until you completely tuck it, then you lift it out. Then you have to lift the outside parts of the bag and shake your fish out, or put your hand in and take your fish out one by one. The English net is used with a opening in the top or a horn. Now a thimble, a metal thimble is used, but in the younger days a piece of cow's horn was used as a horn in the top of the net. And this is a tucked net with long tucks from the hand line, which is just outside of this horn, to the bottom of the net. And by holding the horn in the left hand, if you're right-handed, and pulling your hand line and the where the top of the tucks are, and up and down, you shake it, and anything in it comes out quickly. The English net will stay open in deep water as it goes down, staying perfectly round, where the Spanish net will have a tendency to sink faster with the lead line and bag. So in fishing deep water, we always used an English net. Particularly in the fall of the year when the mullet were rowing, row mullet season, the black mullet row the large size are 6 and 8 pounds. The usual size is 3 or 4 pounds. And the female of the mullet has the yellow roe as caviar, and much, much more delicious than sturgeon, as it is oily, rich, where sturgeon is dry. And this also is a delicacy. Many people do not care for the male mullet or melt, which is a